Hello, my imaginary friends. It's Friday, the 20th of May, 2011. I'm Simon, this is my audio boo. Still recovering from the flu-y, coldy thing that I had earlier this week. Had a fairly good day at work today. Went into the office for the first time this week. And saw a few people, which is nice. Yeah, that's good. Anyway, on my way home now, which is even better, really. That is really nice. Thank you to everybody for your kind words about my cooking experiment audio boo. You're very nice, and particularly the audio boo people for featuring it in their featured boos section. Very sweet of you. I'm astounded by the reaction. I didn't think it was that funny, but I guess from talking to Yana about it, there's some kind of theatre of the mind thing going on, perhaps, where, I don't know, some things like when I poured out too many peas, and I know it was fixing me, and you could imagine, you could probably see him in your mind's eye, a huge mound of peas, completely smothering the bolognese and ruining it, and it wasn't that bad. in the theatre of your mind, it could have been a lot more amusing and entertaining. So, yeah, I think it works well as an audio thing, doesn't it? Maybe I should do a series of boo shows, a bit like MasterChef, but the opposite, like Hopeless Chef, where I do a new recipe each time, and it all gets messed up. maybe not. Don't worry, James. I wasn't trying to fish out the bay leaves with my bare hands. I'm not that daft that I would stick my fingers unprotected into a vat of boiling bolognese. I was using a spatula. Would have been funny, wouldn't it, if I had misheard bay leaves and thought it was actually Bailey's, the cream liqueur, put that in the bolognese. That could have been entertaining. Geek Mummy and RTUK, I want to say congratulations on the nomination of your blog, the Mad Blogs Awards. I think that's something to be proud of. In and of itself, if I could have a badge on one of my blogs that said nominated for an award, that would be something to be proud of. Brilliant. And Geek Mummy's now an audio boo account as well, so yes, make sure everyone go and follow the Geek Mummy audio boo account. Marvellous. Pawari, thank you for your kind words here about my boo. No, thank you for your insights about child safety and accounts and things like that. I think it's a very good point about Facebook, where we know with the Facebook, the terms of service, there's a 13 years age limit, and if you're under 13, you shouldn't be on there. That's always good if those guidelines exist. I don't know whether there's such a guideline on Audio Boo. It's been a while since I've signed up to Audio Boo. And I wonder whether they've really thought about it themselves. I don't know. I mean, you mentioned the privacy settings are a lot more basic on Audio Boo, and I think it's a sort of a maturity of their product. They've not had the spotlight that Twitter and Facebook have shone upon them. So, I don't know whether they've got these things on their roadmap, or if they've even thought about that much. And I don't know. I just think that the audio boo is such a power. It's such a powerful tool, and it just amazes me to think about the influence that this tool is having upon my own children, and the way that they learn to express themselves in speech and communication is it's just amazing. Amazing that this tool, the impact it can have on people. I wonder whether you'll hear about people using Audio Boo as a tool for speech therapists or something to help people with their speech difficulties. like I seem to have at the moment. But I should just concentrate on my driving. I'm driving home. I'm going to go home. I'm going to have a lovely weekend with my family. I hope you all have lovely weekends. Thank you so much for listening. Take care of yourselves. And I'll speak to you again soon, I hope. Bye-bye. Toodle-boo.